Hachette Audio presents Let's Explore Diabetes with Owls, Essays, Etc. Written and read by David Sedaris.
To my sister Amy. Understanding Owls. Does there come a day in every man's life when he looks around and says to himself, I've got to weed out some of these owls? I can't be alone in this, can I? And of course, you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Therefore, you keep the crocheted owl, given to you by your second youngest sister, and accidentally on purpose drop the mug that reads, Owl, love you always, and was sent by someone who clearly never knew you to begin with. I mean, mugs with words on them. Owl cocktail napkins stay because everyone needs napkins. Ditto owl candle. Owl trivet take to the charity shop along with the spool-sized Japanese owl that blinks his eyes and softly hoots when you plug him into your computer. Just when you think you're making progress, you remember the owl tobacco tin and the owl tea cozy. Then there are the plates, the coasters, the Christmas ornaments. This is what happens when you tell people you like something. For my sister Amy, that thing was rabbits. When she was in her late 30s, she got one as a pet, and before it had chewed through its first phone cord, she'd been given rabbit slippers, cushions, bowls, refrigerator magnets, you name it. Really, she kept insisting, the live one is enough. But nothing could stem the tide of crap. Amy's invasion started with a live rabbit, while Hugh's and mine began in the late 1990s with decorative art. We were